Welcome back to Breakthrough, Waking Up to the Real You. I am your host, Alejandra Vivanco. Thank you so much for joining me today on Sunday's Word. Remember to subscribe and share the podcast if you haven't already, and also make sure to follow me on Instagram at alevivanco29 for more. Let's continue with the book of Mark. Mark 1:21, Jesus drives out an impure spirit. They went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, Jesus went into the synagogue and began to teach. The people were amazed at his teaching, because he taught them as one who had authority, not as the teachers of the law. Just then, a man in their synagogue who was possessed by an impure spirit cried out, "What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." "Be quiet," said Jesus sternly. "Come out of him." The impure spirit shook the man violently and came out of him with a shriek. The people were all so amazed that they asked each other, "What is this? A new teaching? And with authority? He even gives orders to impure spirits and they obey him." News about him spread quickly over the whole region of Galilee. Even the demons, and this is something consistent in all the four Gospels, even the demons recognized Jesus as the Holy One. They knew who he was. Well, they knew who he is, actually. And so they recognize him, and they recognize that he is way more powerful. The demons know that he is the one who can make them face the consequences of what they're doing, because they know they're doing wrong. It's a choice they're making. So when you are in conversations or in situations when people are afraid of the devil or of demons, you just have to stay strong in this fact that Jesus is more powerful than any of them. Then God will take care of any of those impure spirits. That you just have to rely on that fact, and you have to stay strong on that statement. The demons know who Jesus is. They know what he's capable of. So if demons, impure spirits, know who he is, and even Satan knows, because remember, on Matthew, we have Jesus in the desert, and then the devil appears to tempt him. He knows what it is. If they know, why can't we accept Christ for who he is, our Lord and Savior, God? Why? We have to really, really focus on putting Christ first. With Christ, with God, all things are possible. Without God, there's nothing. There's emptiness. And the demons and Satan know this. That's why they hate him. The closer you are to God, you know that you don't have to fear. Because God is with you. Even if it doesn't matter how it looks right now, it doesn't matter how you feel. What matters is the promise of God. He is with you. You just have to trust in his plan. And when you begin to learn more about the word and you begin to pray more, you understand that the priorities now have shifted. What mattered doesn't, and what didn't matter now does, which is number one in your life, always and forever God. Because if you know and trust that God is good, he's all light, he's all love, then you have nothing to worry about, because wherever he's going to take you is gonna be the best possible place you could ever imagine. So faith, trust is important. But it is not something that comes overnight. It is a constant practice That's why Psalm 23, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." We won't fear evil. The flesh is weak. Remember, those are the words of Jesus. The flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing. So let the spirit guide you. Do not trust on your own flesh, on your own thoughts. Trust in the word. It's eternal. Jesus came to save us all. Even the demons knew he was powerful and he is powerful. And at the end of times, he will be the powerful one to defeat the fallen angel. So trust in God with all your heart. What does that mean? You have to live it every single day. When you are in those valleys, when you feel like you may be lost, when you don't feel God with you, you still have to pray, because he's going to take you out of that valley. He's going to take you out of those feelings, and you are going to have an amazing testimony that you must share so that people know God is working every single day. What will never change, what hasn't changed and won't change, is God. Because God keeps his promises. But we think we know better. We don't. So we need to humble ourselves and pray and ask constantly for guidance, for God to clear our minds, to clear our hearts, and to clear our vision so we can see what is actually important. And number one is always God. Again, this is Breakthrough, Waking Up to the Real You, Sunday's Word, and I'll see you next time. Bye.